It's mid-morning, immediately after the close of our last episode. As in the town of Smithville, Perry Mason and Private Detective Paul Drake get out of Mason's car in front of Mrs. Dooley's rooming house. And now...
Everything seems quiet, Perry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear a thing. I try the door?
No, wait. Give the officer time to cover the back exit. Paul.
Yeah?
If we're lucky, Gus is inside. And if he is, things are going to happen fast when he sees us.
Yeah, we could wait for reinforcements.
It would be safer, but we don't dare. You can wait. Let me have your gun. You wait here.
No chance.
Come on, you just got out of the hospital.
Where I had a cute little nursie. I'd like to see nursie again.
Well, you may get the chance.
Don't quit scaring me, will you? You think it's time?
Knock on the door. Try the knob.
Yeah. Open.
Let's go in.
I'll go first.
Paul.
Me first, Perry. I got the gun. No way of telling which is Mrs. Dooley's room.
Well, we have to start somewhere. Here, I'll try this door.
Yeah. Steps must lead to the basement. Mighty dark. I don't see a light switch anywhere.
I'm going down.
Hey, wait for me.
Be careful, these stairs are steep.
Yeah, almost pitched into you. See any?
I'm not certain. Well, here's the light switch.
Perry. Look on the floor. This must be Mrs. Dewey.
Wait, Paul, don't move her. Well, doesn't matter.
Dead.
Yep.
Yeah. See why she didn't put coal in the furnace. Neck's broken.
Looks like.
Harry?
I asked you to wait outside, Della.
Well, we have been waiting, but we didn't hear anything. Oh, Perry.
Mrs. Dooley, yes, yes, I imagine it is. All right, Paul, go out, tell the police officer what's happened. Tell him it's homicide,
Well, it could have been an accident. She was coming downstairs. She could have tripped and fallen. No, I don't think so either. This is Gus's work.
All right, you go tell the officer, Paul.
All right. Oh, you think Gus is cleared out?
Yes, he's gone.
Okay.
You want to go with him, Della?
No, I'll stay with you. What does it mean, Perry?
Well, you see the pattern, Della. Gus got information from the nurse in Dr. Rowe's office. He tried to kill her so nobody else could follow the trail. This time he got information from Mrs. Dooley. And this time he made certain she couldn't repeat what she told him.
Must be awfully important or he wouldn't have killed her. Perry, he may have located Suzanne Brock.
Yes, it's possible. At any rate, he learned something important.
And got away with it, with intimidation and bribery and now murder.
Well, there's a way to stop him. Him and the men behind him.
Okay, Perry. Send in the report.
All right, ask him to take my statement immediately, too, will you, Paul? I've got to get back to the city as fast as we can make it.
How do you know which way to jump? Hit a dead end.
You mean Mrs. Dooley?
Sure.
But not Sue Barkley.
Well, not yet. When Gus catches up with her.
Which he may very well do, because he learned something from Mrs. Dooley. Something that we will probably never learn.
But why hurry to get back to the city?
Because, Della, that is where Suzanne Barkley is going.
What?
If we're lucky. If we're lucky, we'll make her come back to the city. And to a certain place in the city.
How?
Put your coat on, Della.
I said, how make Suzanne come back?
I'll use bait.
What? Green cheese?
No, Paul.
Well, you're not kidding about this.
No, I'm not. There is a way to do it. I'll have to use bait I don't want to use. It'll be tough on her. But since we've got to be... Okay, we'll be tough.
Well, at this moment, August Jensen is thoroughly satisfied with himself and confident in his future safety. In fact, he whistles a pleasant tune as, on the outskirts of Smithville, he stops at a tavern. Albert.
Mr. Jensen.
Oh, get up. I'll sit down. Hey, I sent for Junior.
Junior's on another job, so Mr. Doherty sent me when he got your telegram.
How is J.T.?
Okay.
And Kate Beekman?
The redhead? She works in a nightclub. I never go to a nightclub, Mr. Jensen. I work in the garage.
I remember.
Yeah. You never forget anything. You're smart, Mr. Jensen.
That's true, Albert. I've got brains. Hey, what are you drinking?
Beer, Mr. Jensen. Just a short beer.
That looks good. Perhaps I'll join you.
Now, Mr. Jensen, that ain't smart. You know what happens when you start drinking.
What happens, Albert? You tell me.
You can't handle the stuff. I don't want to make you mad, Mr. Jensen, but you know you can't handle the stuff.
You talk too much, Albert.
I'll shut up.
You've already talked too much.
I'm awful sorry.
I can drink it or leave it alone. Do you hear me, Albert? I've learned to handle the stuff.
Uh-huh.
Remember that. If I want a drink, I'll take a drink.
Okay, Mr.
And I don't want advice from a dummy like you.
Okay, Mr. Jensen.
I don't need advice from anybody. Now get that, Albert. Because I am smart.
I guess you pulled it off.
What?
Mr. Doherty told me something. He said, if you find a girl, you'll be so proud of yourself, you'll want to take a drink. He said, I better remind you not to take a drink.
J.T. said that, did he?
I guess Mr. Doherty's smart, too.
Albert, why don't you shut your mouth so you'll learn why I sent for you?
You sure, Mr. Jensen? But you sent for Junior.
You'll have to do until Junior can come up here. I haven't located Sue Barkley yet. I found out where she was living. Landlady says she comes back every month to see if anybody's checking on her. Now, she was here a week ago, which means it'll probably be 2 or 3 weeks before she comes back again. But I want somebody on hand, just in case. That's a rooming house. I want you to wait a couple of days, then go there. Get a room, keep your eyes open during the night. The landlady told me Suzanne always comes back at night. Now, do you think you can do it?
Mm-hmm. I'm awful dumb, but that ain't hard to understand. Only one thing, Mr. Jensen.
All right.
Well, you say wait a couple of days.
Yeah, until the guy who owns the house hires somebody else.
You said you talked to the landlady.
I did. Not an hour ago. Now they need a new landlady.
What happened to the one you talked to, Mr. Jensen?
There's a funny thing, Albert. She was standing at the top of the cellar steps when suddenly she lost her balance. Fell down the stairs and broke her neck.
No.
Oh, yes, Albert.
Gee, that's too bad.
Yes, isn't it? But now she can't tell anyone else what she told me. In other words, most clouds have silver linings, Albert. Now, don't try to figure it out.
How come she lost her balance, Mr. Jensen?
Don't try to figure that out either.
I don't have to figure it out. I know how she lost her balance. Did you have to do it, Mr. Jensen?
It was a simple solution. What do you care, Albert?
I don't. Not one way or the other. But if I wasn't so dumb, I think you liked doing what you did, Mr. Jensen.
Maybe you aren't as dumb as you think you are, Albert.
Yes, Gus Jensen has every reason to feel confident in his safety. Gus is positive he will locate Suzanne Barkley in 3 short weeks. But there are surprises in store for Gus, as we shall learn in the immediate future. So you'll join us tomorrow, won't you?